Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, advancing the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty and our heritage. 2 Corinthians 17 says, "Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." So that's what we're going to do. We're going to shed the light of the truth on the lies. We're here to inform you, encourage you, and inspire you, and hopefully motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and to preserve our heritage. We are broadcasting right now on AM 630 if you're in the Spokane area, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene. On your AM dial, 6:30 AM, and then on your FM dial, 96.5 FM. But we're also live streaming, and you can also go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Listen to RFR tab, and they'll show you all of the different ways that you can listen to our Saturday show on the ACN affiliate, and then our Sunday evening podcast every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific. All right, man, hopefully you guys have a blessed week this week. We commemorated a couple of things. One, most importantly, D-Day, the D-Day invasion. That was the beginning of the end of World War II. Many lives were sacrificed on D-Day, World War II, and many of us got to see some really wonderful tributes to our soldiers who fought. Many of them died so that we could be free. And then the other thing we celebrated this week, June 5th, marked our 8-year anniversary of Radio Free Redoubt. Unbelievable. Our very first podcast, actually, was June 5th of 2011. So it's really amazing. It's astounding looking back the journey that we've all been on. And thank you all for being on that with me. All right. Now, I want to get into some things and bring some updates to some things that I've been talking about the last couple of shows. This goes back to what's happening. It's an assault on our children right here in our own communities in the heart of the American Redoubt. Now, we understand Spokane City tends to lean a little more, well, considerably more liberal than the rest of the inland Pacific Northwest. The American Redoubt is the really very conservative inland Pacific Northwest that people are moving here for. They're moving to Liberty State, formerly known as Eastern Washington, from the west side. They're moving to Idaho, to Montana, Wyoming, and, well, I don't know what's happening in Eastern Oregon. I think most people that are fleeing Oregon are just skipping Eastern Oregon and jumping right to Idaho. But we'll talk about that more a little bit later in the show. So I'm going to talk about this Drag Queen Story Hour that's supposed to be held June 15th at 2 p.m. at the South Hill Spokane Public Library. Yes, paid for by your tax dollars. And this is the kind of stuff that they're allowing to happen there. Well, when they were challenged on it, they seemed to be doubling down. Well, several of us in the Patriot community are lashing back and pushing back, and grassroots folks just like you are drawing a line in the sand saying it's not going to happen here. But I want to take you to an article at the Charles Carroll Society. It was done really well. And it's titled "Protest of Spokane Drag Queen Story Hour Saturday." And then I'm going to bring you some updates. So I'm just going to read you a portion of his article over there. "In one recent Drag Queen Story Hour, one of the transvestites, William Travis Deeds, who was invited to read to children at a Houston, Texas area public library, was found to be a convicted child rapist." And we're finding this is not uncommon across this whole movement. William Travis Dees, who goes by the name Liza, or Liza, L-I-Z-A, Lott, was photographed at the event dressed as a woman carrying a rubber chicken. Now, that might seem insignificant to you, but there are many homosexual codes to show a preference to have sex with underage children. And, of course, our detectives in the sex crimes against children departments, or the various agencies and departments, understand this. They study this. Well, the chicken is apparently a reference to a chicken hawk, or men who love boys. This is the group Spokane City government employees have invited to the taxpayer-funded public library to have access to children. The Drag Queen Story Hour is planned to be held in Spokane on Saturday, June 15th. Well, it says at 1300 hours, but it's actually at 2 p.m., which would be 1400 hours. So 2 p.m. at the South Hill Branch Public Library, located, well, he's got the address here. You guys can look that up. Most of you already have it. It's on Perry Street, 3324 Perry Street, Spokane. There you go, South Hill. Another Drag Queen Story Hour is planned for the downtown Spokane branch the following Saturday on June 22nd. Now, there's a small grassroots Christian group of local concerned mothers that were formed by Anna Bohatch and Kim Hall to protest bringing community division and sexualization of children to your public library. And their Facebook page is called 500 Moms Strong. Now, he adds a note here. That he opposes organizing on Facebook, but the choice is yours, he says. And, you know, I tend to agree. When you look at the hateful, vitriolic, just foul, nasty, true hate that's just oozing out of these people's pores on Facebook, they're trolling the folks that are trying to organize this 500 Moms Strong is being trolled by the most militant, hateful, pro-homosexual people in our culture, including threatening with death threats, and all of that comes with this territory. You know, and I'm thinking, you know what? We need to go back to the traditional. You might think it's antiquated, but the traditional phone tree. How about if patriots start networking so we can just show up where there's 500 moms show up and they're blindsided? They had no idea where this came from. They're just totally hit by surprise. Contact the news media the morning before. So it can't get out there. So the militant homosexual community doesn't have a chance to counterattack and just hit these people, hit these organizers of these events, are public officials, and most of these are agencies. These are employees. They're not even elected officials, so they can't be held accountable. That's a problem. Anyway, he goes on to say, a panel meeting discussing Transvestite Story Hour was to be held this Saturday. Now, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but they put together a panel. Once the backlash against this Transvestite Story Hour started, then the library agreed to put a panel together to hear public input so they could make a more informed decision to get a better pulse on the community to find out whether or not they should move forward with this. Well, it's clear the Spokane City public employees working at the Spokane Public Library have an agenda. The Spokane City employees scheduled this panel to begin. This panel was supposed to begin as the homosexual pride parade. Pride. Well, there's something that's not a virtue. The homosexual pride parade ends near the downtown location where this panel is supposed to begin. So the timing of this event appears to be their attempt to artificially bring in large numbers of people from the homosexual pride parade to support this group of transvestites having access to children in a public library. Thus, obeying Matthew 10:16, the 500 Mom Strong group decided to boycott this blatant political setup. So, the update is that, and this was sent to me by a patriot who said, Anna Bohatch, the organizer of this 500 Mom protest, counter-protest, who was, well, it's not a counter, it's a protest, just announced that she will not be participating in this panel because the Spokane Library invited this mom, Anna Bohatch, to sit in on the panel representing people who are opposed to this transvestite reading hour to your children. Well, she pinned them down on the details, and it was to this panel was to include two drag queens, a pro-LGBT so-called minister, a psychologist, and a gender identities studies professor, and her, Anna Bohatch, the only Christian conservative that's standing against this. So it was an ambush. It was a setup. So she will not be attending this panel, but they are still going to protest on the 15th. They're moving forward to that. And I want to encourage you guys to go and participate in that, to make your voices known. This needs to be 5,000 parents, not 500 moms, 5,000 parents standing against this atrocity. Now, there's also another great article over at redoubtnews.com titled Spokane Library, Michael Jackson Effect. This is written by Stephen Neal. I want to encourage you to go and read this because he has a lot of scientific data surrounding the transvestite culture, how unhealthy and how self-destructive it is. But and he writes this not from a not from a he was very clear about this. I was texting with him, and he said he wanted to make sure this was not from a judgmental standpoint, but out of a position of being of great concern. And this is what the header of the article is: if the people who promote the transgender agenda truly cared about the gender confused, like they say, they wouldn't be trying to normalize and glamorize a lifestyle often filled with disease, torment, and loneliness. Now that's going to make some liberals' heads pop right off. But it's the truth. They want to deny the truth. The mainstream media won't cover this. Spokane, I would be willing to bet just about anything if I were a betting man. Spokesman Review, KHQ, and all the others, they're not going to cover that part of this lifestyle, the diseases, the torment, and the loneliness, as Stephen Neal wrote, not to mention the extremely high suicide rate among the transgender community. It's destructive all the way around. So to promote these people, to affirm these people, is to their own destruction instead of redeeming them and helping them. So, you know, I have several law enforcement and former law enforcement listeners. One in particular, well, this is several detectives, but one in particular wrote to me. And he said that when he was a supervisor supervising their agency's computer crimes detail, he said he used to work child exploitation cases with emphasis on internet-related stuff and was a member of the FBI SAFE team. Now, that's the acronym for Sexual Assault Felony Enforcement in Los Angeles. So he said when he listened to my last two programs on the tranny reading program at the local libraries, he says, I flashed back to a term we used called grooming, and this nailed it. That's the term that I was reaching for last week. But grooming is the operative word. That's what's happening here. This is what happens when a woman comes with a big old grin on her face with her little boy, 6-year-old boy, which you saw the picture of, a 6-year-old boy wearing a rainbow shirt, it's the appropriated symbol of what was God's covenant that he would never destroy the earth by water again. Now they've appropriated the symbol of God's covenant to be symbolic of something that is what God describes as an abomination. It's repulsive. It's repulsive to us. It's repulsive to him. And that's the symbol now. So she's got the grinning from ear to ear mom with the little 6-year-old boy walking him up to a transvestite to put in his lap like Santa Claus so he can read her little boy a story. This is called grooming. This is prepping the next generation, or prepping this current generation, for pedophilia. Anyway, he sends several references here about from the American Bar Association about child law practices online, child grooming, which you can just look up at on Wikipedia. It's got a lot of law enforcement and child exploitation resources, and then victimsofcrime.org, reporting on child sexual abuse, the grooming dynamics that take place. Now, you guys have probably already heard of the North American Man-Boy Love Association, also known as NAMBLA. They've been working to try to legalize this for a long time. Now, what's interesting, what's frightening, is that in this article, the Charles Carroll Society, it was revealed that, let me try to find this. Last weekend, Snapchat created various political filters celebrating homosexuality. And he said this weekend he watched a video posted by a Twitter user named Ashley St. Clair of herself with the Snapchat "Love Has No Age" filter. You read that right. The pedophile slogan "Love Has No Age" was officially promoted by Snapchat. Facebook owns Snapchat. Now, as of several days ago, Snapchat pulled the "Love Has No Age" filter after massive backlash without explaining why it was added or what Snapchat meant by "Love Has No Age." Perhaps our local congressional representatives can ask Facebook executives the next time they're on Capitol Hill. Anyway, let's go. You know what? Let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's take a break. And then I've got some more stuff that I want to cover with you in just a moment. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Hopefully right now your blood is boiling. Don't go away. We're back, and this is segment two of the Voice of the American Redoubt, Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Hey, segment one, I forgot to mention, I'm so sorry, our sponsor for segment one is Works Holsters, Works LLC. They're made right here in the American Redoubt, the Kydex custom-made holsters and magazine carriers. And they also offer a line of Liberty State flag or Liberty State seal holsters. And they donate part of the proceeds to those sales to support Liberty State. And thank you all for supporting Liberty State. But find out how you can get your holster at works.com. That's W-E-R-K-Z, works.com. All right, and now segment two is brought to you by our friends at Riverfront Suites down in St. Mary's, Idaho, right on the beautiful St. Joe River. Six fully furnished suites right there in sleepy little St. Mary's, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Great little weekend getaway. Riverfrontsuites.com. All right. Now, this week, last week, I mentioned that, Disney is announcing that they might be considering a boycott against Georgia for their heartbeat law over abortion, right? So if it has a heartbeat, it's a living soul, you cannot kill it. Well, Disney, this is how insane the world is getting. Disney, whose target market is children, is boycotting Georgia for preventing the killing of their target market, Disney's target market, children. They want you to be able to kill as many children as you want. Is this how insane we're getting? It's just unbelievable. No, the insanity is continuing. You guys have heard about Baronel Stutzman over in the Tri-Cities, who was threatened with criminal charges from this out-of-control Olympia. And the prosecuting attorney for Washington State. Now, this has gone to the Supreme Court now because she refused to put together a flower bouquet for a wedding ceremony between two men who wanted to pretend to be married, and they wanted to force her to pretend with them. And she says, sorry, this goes against my moral conscience, which is very clearly and firmly supported in Washington State's Constitution. The right the religious freedom and sentiment shall, you have to defend that as your duty. If you took an oath to the Constitution of Washington State, governor and prosecuting attorney or attorney general rather of Washington, you are duty bound to uphold and defend the rights that are outlined, that are codified in the Constitution. But all the Constitution is so outdated now. Well, anyway, the state of Washington said that Stutzman, owner of Arlene's Flower in Richland, was against the law. And today the Washington Supreme Court upheld that decision again after a 6-year legal battle. The Washington Supreme Court upheld that decision. Can you believe this? It is so unconstitutional, so blatant. This battle is continuing. It continues on. Now, that was from One News Now. They just reported this yesterday, this latest update. So, in this article yesterday, today's decision by the Washington State Supreme Court came just a year after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in favor of Colorado baker Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop. Of course, you guys understand there was a great victory there, right? The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the baker, Jack Phillips. And they had this case to refer to, the Supreme Court case, and Washington State, the leftists as they are, continued down their same unlawful, unconstitutional path, unrepentant, and something needs to happen. Liberty State needs to happen. Now, somebody sent me a picture this week, texted it to me, and it says, "Stop moving to Idaho." It's like a, you know, the welcome sign, like, you know, welcome to Idaho sign that you would see when you cross the border, but only it says, "Stop moving to Idaho." See, there's a mass migration taking place across the country where conservatives are moving into conservative areas, but something else is happening too. Globalist commies are also moving into these rural areas, and they're getting involved in the politics. They're taking over the newspapers. They're making their presence known. They're loud, they're vocal, they're vile, they're militant, and they're shutting down conservative Christians who don't want to be labeled. They don't want to be pointed at. They don't want to be talked about in the newspaper. So the conservatives shut down. Those who have discernment and see the evil for what it is are too cowardly to stand up against evil when it comes to their communities. But the same sentiment is all over the place. You look, you stop moving too, and just do a Google search, or not Google, use DuckDuckGo. There you go. So it doesn't track your internet searches and it blocks your IP address. Use DuckDuckGo. But you do an internet search and there's stop moving to Colorado, stop moving to Idaho, stop moving to Texas. Don't California my Texas. And there's one, a really great one, a sign. It's a big billboard on the side of the road that says, "Liberals, please continue on I-40 until you have left our great state of Texas." I love it. But see, nobody wants them here, but they're still coming here. And when they do, they're emboldened. Nobody will stand up against them because they're too afraid. Now, we talked about the Liberty State rally, the gala that took place. It was a huge success. But the leftist newspaper did what they do, and they botched it. They messed it up, and they twisted. They took stuff out of context, and I talked about this. But there's a listener in Republic. I love that name. A small, beautiful little town nestled in the mountains of Northeast Washington, Liberty, Northeast Liberty, sent me this out of their local newspaper. Now, the local newspaper should have never allowed this to be published because it is full of misinformation. But somebody apparently took this ad out, and we know who it is. I'll talk about that in a second. And this big, bold lettering, "It's either going to be bloodshed or Liberty State," quote unquote. And what this is referring to is a speech. I'll read on. This is what this ad says. "According to an article published May 24th, 2019 by the Spokesman and Spokane Spokesman Review, Matt Shea's legislative aide, Renee Holiday, addressed about 200 people at the Liberty State Gala held May 23rd in Spokane Valley." Okay, now, so far, this is truth. Now, this is where things go sideways. "At one point during her own speech Thursday, Shea's legislative assistant, Renee Holiday, said supporters of the 51st state idea were bound by a common sentiment, and that is, it's either going to be bloodshed or Liberty State." That's where things went sideways, because Renee Holiday that wasn't her own speech. She didn't say it's either going to be bloodshed or Liberty State. She was quoting a conversation of Republican legislators that she heard in Olympia that were looking at the god-awful legislative agenda and how much leftist, globalist garbage that was being shoved on the people. The legislators over there during caucus said, wow, there's either going to be bloodshed or Liberty State when the people find out what the leftists have achieved here. She was quoting them, but they're like, this is Matt Shea's legislative assistant calling for bloodshed or Liberty State, which actually I'm not so far. I'm not opposed to that. If it comes to that as a last resort, that's what the founding fathers were pushed to as a last resort, right? And this ends with this. Are our elected officials okay with this? Our law enforcement? Our citizens? I guess nothing says liberty like foundations set in the blood of fellow Americans. No, like the blood of tyrants and patriots. That's the liberty tree must be refreshed with from time to time. And that's what our founding fathers said. And, you know, sometimes when you've exhausted every other means, sometimes that's all there is left is bloodshed. We pray for the peaceful solution, and that is let our people go. Allow Liberty State to happen. It's the peaceful means. Everybody wins. Nobody gets hurt. I don't know. I'll just leave you with that. So that's not, well, it's not a threat, but it's something to consider because our country has a historical precedence of fighting for freedom when all else fails. So don't back the patriots, the conservatives, into a corner when that is their only choice. Don't do that. And by the way, that was paid for by a Jaina Bledsoe, which was reportedly, according to the people in Republic, they're saying that's their resident transvestite or transgender or whatever it is, who is very vocal, very bold. And that person's been allowed to feel that bold to speak against the ideals of liberty and conservative values, that the local paper will even press it, will even print this type of garbage. Liberty State, folks. That's the only solution that I see for those of you living in Eastern Washington. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You guys have a blessed week. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.